This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi, welcome into this podcast, and let me tell you, I had my very first ever guitar lesson live on the air from our guitar hero, Patrick Robertson, who tried to get my hands in the correct position to strum a few chords. We also had some great music from Patrick, who's a wonderful blues player. So do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Yeah, look forward to this each and every week as we welcome a real cool guy. He's a guitar hero in my eyes, and he is Patrick Robertson, who always brings in the most incredible instruments for us to talk about. I mean, last week we were talking about the Flying V, which is gorgeous, especially on photographs. I don't know what it's like to play, but on photographs, it's absolutely gorgeous. Patrick, welcome back to the show once again. You've brought an absolute beaut of a guitar, and maybe you can just hold it up to the camera. It's your brand new acquisition, I think, isn't it? It's an acoustic. Tell me, what exactly is that?
This is a Godin, the Canadian one, the Seagull, that's not stupidly expensive. This one was about 7,000, 8,000 dirhams new. Yeah. I got it in the swap with a guitar I couldn't stand, so I was delighted. I had this ugly guitar that sounded horrible, that Jan sort of let me have. Was absolutely convinced I would love it, you know, for the bluesy stuff I do. But it was horrendous, absolutely horrendous, because it's so subjective. Guitars are subjective. For each individual, a guitar can be an absolute dream or a nightmare, and that thing was a nightmare. And I got this, and it was a dream. It was dried out, desiccated, but dear Basil saved it by accident.
It's a beautiful instrument, isn't it?
Rehydrated. Yeah. No, it's almost dead. It was almost on the point of cracking. The actual bridge was separated.
Just strum us a few chords so our listeners can hear just how sweet it actually sounds, Patrick.
Okay, I've got it plugged in as well. But yeah.
That's lovely, isn't it? Lovely.
It's very sweet. Yeah, very, very sweet, very pure.
Now, you're buying two guitars for some reason this week. You've got your beauty over there, and you've put one beside me. Now, I'll be honest, I have never, ever picked up a guitar other than to have a photograph with it. Never. I've never strummed one. They kind of absolutely baffle me. I'm a keyboard player, and I want to stick being a keyboard player. But you said, no, just have a go. Just pick up a guitar and have a go. So what is this thing beside
this,
me?
This thing was invented a long time ago. It's actually an... the oud is the actual ancestor. This is actually was an Arabic instrument many, many, many hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
And this is, like, you know, come along, the Spanish got hold of it. This is actually a Spanish kind of a guitar. So it's got nylon strings.
Okay.
So it's very soft on the fingers. This particular one's got a nice narrow neck, so it's easy to play. Most classical guitars are about a third wider than that, and they're quite hard to play to learn on. But if I think the ideal thing for a beginner is a Spanish guitar with a nylon string, soft on your fingers, with a narrow neck, if you can find one.
Right.
This is a Taylor, okay, so this is a little bit pricey, this one. You're looking at about 2,500 dirhams for this.
Okay.
But you could actually get a cheap one for about, I don't know, 300. Nice. Wow. Yamaha, I showed you, the Addy Love one.
Yeah. Why do you say, you know, if I was going to have a go at learning guitar, I should start with the Spanish and these strings, these nylon strings?
A Spanish guitar or acoustic guitar is much easier to control. You get an electric guitar and you put it through an amp and the rest of it, and you've got no real sense of dynamics. You really want to explore what a guitar is, I think, first. I mean, you can. If you haven't got much money, just go for an electric, if that's what you end up with.
But
I mean, a
lot of us just want to be rock stars, don't we?
I know, but the thing to do. But majority of actual great guitarists always started off on an acoustic.
Really?
Yes. Knopfler as well, you know, all these people, Gary Moore. We all started. I started off on acoustic. Most great guitarists start off on acoustic because you actually learn the dynamics, where the strings are, where everything is, without bothering with plugging in leads into an amplifier and all the rest of it. It's simplicity. You can take it with you. Wherever you go, you can sit down. You don't annoy the neighbours with the volume, you know. And it's a sweet sound. It's a very sweet sound, that.
All right, so what do I do for me first?
Okay, first
what am I going to do?
Okay, first of all, it's learning how to hold the thing.
Of course, yeah.
It's such an unnatural hand position. What else do you do in life like this and like that?
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
And the only way I can sort of think to simplify things is imagine you're holding a rifle.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You see?
Kind of like that.
Like that.
Yeah.
So your trigger's down here. So your hand's in that position, okay? And your hand's in that position, like you're holding a nice old 303 or something, or a 22. Okay.
I've never held one of those either.
Well, okay, but imagine
you're
in a carnival on an air gun with a shooting range. And basically, that is your basic hand position. That's the only other hand position I can think that's remotely like holding a guitar.
Oh, right.
So once you've got that off, all right... So simple, all right. It's easier to number the strings, okay? So the thick one is number 6.
Okay, that's okay. That one there.
It happens to be an E as well, if you want to get a tiny bit musical, okay? That's the E string. You've also got another E string at the top, which is 2 octaves away from the one.
So that's the thinnest one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just going to give you a tiny bit of musical theory, just so you know where you are. You're a keyboard player, so you can relate to this, okay? So the bottom three, they're your bass strings. Basically, they're your bass strings.
Yeah.
That's your bass strings.
Okay.
Now, for simplicity's sake, we don't use a plectrum to start with. We use our fingers to start with, okay? Now, there's many different techniques you can use, but the simplest one you can start with is have your first finger controls the third string, the second finger controls the second string, and your third finger controls the first string. So it's logical. So in other words, if there's a note that you're going to be plugging on the bottom three, use your thumb for bass, and use your first for your third, second for second, and third for first.
Right.
Just that's the basics. If you can get the basics right, the rest will follow.
The rest will follow.
Okay. So there you go. Okay, so just go through it. Just go through it with your bass, with your thumb doing the bottom three, and then go up to do the first with the third, second with the third. So like this, look, watch.
Right, let me try that.
Okay, with the fingers in the correct place, try that.
Oh.
No, don't touch the left hand, we're concentrating on the right hand first.
Okay.
So nothing, just hold the guitar with that bit. Let's see if you're doing it right.
There we go.
No! No, thumb for the bottom three. Stop. Now use your first for your third. First for your third. No, your first finger for your third string.
Okay.
Not your thumb.
All right, I'll tell you what. We'll go to a little break and I'll try and get it together. We're going to hear Patrick sing us a song as well as I endeavour to learn to play the guitar live on radio.
Player.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, welcome back. We are talking all things guitar with our guitar hero, Patrick, who's with us once again. Patrick, I think I failed my first lesson, but I'll have another go a little bit later on. You're going to do us a tune on this beautiful instrument that you brought along. What are you going to sing for me, Patrick?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. Listen. Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Definitely.
It's such an unfamiliar thing to do. Don't be embarrassed.
Not at all. I'll teach you keys as well.
That's fine. I already know, but I mean, it's okay. Well, it'll be not as good as you.
Right. Do us a song, then. Do us something nice.
I thought I'd do a bit of Bob Dylan to start off with.
Nice.
You know, just some, you know, this is finger picking. Okay?
Do you do a lot of Bob Dylan stuff?
Not really, because people like more kind of rocky up-tempo stuff most of the places I play. Unless it's in a quiet bar, you know, I do sound. But this is an example of finger picking. But if the camera can actually pick up what my hand, I can just about see it. You can see I'm practicing what I preach, that my thumb controls the bass strings, and my first for third, second for second, third for first. Even though it sounds really complicated, the fingers know where they should be, and that's what simplifies it. This is called Tomorrow's a Long Time. A little bit loud, hang on, turn it down a bit. If day was a mighty crooked highway, if today was a mighty crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then yesterday would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my old love was waiting, and I could hear her heart a softly pounding, only if she was lying by me. I'd lie in my bed once again. Helps. I can see my reflection in the water. I can feel the hurt, feel the pain. I can hear the echo of my footsteps, and I can remember the sound of my own pain. Listen only if my true love was waiting, and I could hear her heart softly pounding. Only if she was lying by me, I'd lie in my bed once again. I can see my reflection in the water. I can feel the hurt, feel the pain. I can hear the echo of my footsteps, and I can remember the sound of my own name. It's only if my own true love is waiting, and I could hear a heart softly pounding. Only if she was lying by me, I'd lie in my bed once again. Listen only if my true love is waiting, and I could hear her heart as softly pounding. Only if she was lying by me, I'd lie in my bed, I'd lie in my bed, I'd lie in my bed.
Absolutely gorgeous, Patrick. That guitar just absolutely sings, doesn't it? How beautiful is that? Bob Dylan would be proud of that, wouldn't
he? I think so. I changed the word slightly. He had a bit of bad grammar, and I'm afraid my Englishness could not abide that. Right. We lost so much on the Mayflower. We did.
Anyway, advice for lessons for guitars. I mean, you know... When it comes, whether it's keyboards or piano or guitar, you know, often you start off doing scales and you start off doing arpeggios, certainly on piano, but that puts a lot of people off.
Yes, overcomplication, like the myth of everything. There's an awful lot of myths involved, that you've got to have talent, you've got to have this, you've got to be young, all the rest of it. I've taught people in their 80s, 90s.
Seriously?
That I've never played before in their life, but they always wanted to do it, and they always believed that you had to be talented or young enough to do it. But honestly, it's almost like driving a car. It really is. As long as you just put your fingers in the right place and they all kind of work. You can get a tuner for the guitar. That's the most important thing. I mean, just keep the thing in tune to start with. Not many people have perfect pitch where they can actually tune a guitar, you know, without a tuner. But these things, they're only about 20 dirhams, 30 dirhams. Just know, okay, another simple thing, just know the names of the strings. So from the sixth upwards, it's E, A, D, G, B, E. Okay, E, A, D, G, B, E. Just so you know what the names are.
Yeah.
And that will help you, with pitch.
And do we start by learning three or four chords and the strumming part of things, or do we start picking out those notes?
Well, put it this way. As soon as you've actually got your fingers sorted out that they know where they're supposed to go, do that first, okay? Don't worry about the left hand doing anything until you've got the strings, until you plug it. So you're getting the actual strings, notes sounding clearly.
Yeah.
Okay, so Something like that, something simple. Mess around, have fun with it. Don't be serious about it. Have fun, experiment. That's how I learnt. I didn't have lessons. I just messed around with the thing.
Yeah, had fun with it.
But obviously have a teacher, if you can. Look on, there's so much stuff on
YouTube,
yeah, right. And but look amongst, there's an awful lot of teachers that overcomplicate things. Look for a nice guy, you know, like me, you know.
Right, nice guy, Patrick. You've got time for one more tune that you're going to do for us. You mentioned the name of Peter Gabriel when you came.
Are
you going to do that? Or?
I did. And I've left my lyrics on my iPad there, but I'll try and do it without the lyrics. Mm. I haven't sung it for so long, but it's such a great song. If I forget the second verse, I'll just sing the third in reverse or something. Yeah,
No worries, Patrick. Here we go. Once again, he's live with us on Dubai i103.8. Patrick Robertson, he's an absolute whiz on guitars, collects them, and falls in love with them. And it must be very hard for him to part with any. And he likes twiddling knobs on amplifiers as well. Right, away we go then, Patrick. Let's hear this Peter Gabriel tune.
Okay, again, it's a nice sort of laid back thing. And this time I've actually remembered to turn my microphone on, which is marvellous. Okay. Again, a bit of a similar picking pattern to the last one, a bit slower, but again. Thumb on the bottom three, first on the third, second on the second, third on the first, okay. The book of love is long and boring. No one can live the damn thing. It's full of lots of facts and figures and instructions for dancing. And I love it when you see me and you. You can read me anything. Book of love has music in it, and that's where music comes from. Some of it is transcendental, some of it is really dumb, and I love it when you sing to me, and you can sing me anything.
I love that bit at the end, those fancy chords at the end. Absolutely gorgeous stuff. Peter Gabriel, yeah?
Peter Gabriel, yeah.
Nice player.
It's a very different version I do, though. It's very lovely. Cool. We get hold of it, yeah.
Patrick, thanks for coming in once again and showing us your lovely collection of guitars.
Welcome.
That amplifier sounds so good, doesn't it? It's the little wooden box.
It's just brilliant. Complete PA system. I'm on volume one there.
Seriously?
It's got a built-in harmonizer, built-in effects for the guitar and the voice. It's even got a pitch corrector, which I've got turned off, by the way, for the voice. That's off, but it's a TC Helicon Harmony V100. If anyone wants to go out and do gigs on their own, this will do a party of like 100 people with no problem.
Well,
and you can plug it into the main PA as well. It's got a built-in tuner as well in it.
That's the sales pitch from our Patrick. Thank you so much for being with us on the show.
I'm just really good.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.